I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, October 5th. An armed robbery outside a Quincy school yesterday put the school into lockdown. Police say it happened outside the Point Webster Middle School at around 11 yesterday morning. Two people are charged with carjacking a motorist outside the school at gunpoint and forcing the driver to take them to an ATM to withdraw cash. The robbery occurred at around 11 a.m., forcing the Point Webster School to order students and staff to shelter in place. Police apprehend the suspects a short time later. 28-year-old Pedrona Green and 26-year-old Jordan Adelard, both of Quincy, are now charged with armed robbery, armed carjacking, and kidnapping. There were no injuries reported. Point Middle School Principal Christine Barrett said Quincy police were in constant contact with her, the superintendent, and school safety personnel throughout the incident. Students were not allowed outdoors at recess during that incident. 200 new trees will be planted at two Quincy parks in memory of the Quincy victims of COVID-19. The new group 4C Trees is leading the effort to plant those trees this Saturday from 11 to 2 at Passanagesset Park in Broadmeadows and this Sunday from 11 to 2 at Monroe Park on Pond Street. The city is paying for the new trees. The public is encouraged and welcome to help with those plantings. So far, 153 people from Quincy have died from the pandemic. There are two candidates forums in Quincy this week leading up to the November 2nd municipal elections. Squantum Community Association will host a school committee candidates night Wednesday at 7 o'clock at the First Church of Squantum on Bellevue Road. And the Quincy Climate Action Network is hosting a virtual candidates night for the city council candidates Thursday night at 7 on Zoom, Facebook, and YouTube. Both candidate nights are open to all. A former Boston Police Union boss has pleaded guilty to collecting more than $16,000 in fraudulent overtime pay while working at the department's evidence warehouse in Hyde Park. 64-year-old Thomas Nee of Quincy pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit theft concerning programs receiving federal funds and embezzlement from an agency receiving federal funds. A plea hearing has not yet been scheduled. Nee submitted false and fraudulent overtime slips from at least January of 2015 through February of 2019 and personally collected about $16,642 for overtime hours he did not work. He is the 15th former or current officer charged in connection with the investigation into overtime abuse at the police department's evidence warehouse. Nine officers have so far pleaded guilty. Federal officials say more than $250,000 was embezzled. Nee was a longtime president of the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association, or served until 2014. The embezzlement charge carries a sentence of up to 10 years in prison. The conspiracy charge up to 5 years. The Supreme Court of the United States will consider whether or not to reinstate the death penalty for convicted Boston Marathon bomber Zohar Tsarnaev during its new term, which started yesterday. In June, Department of Justice attorneys filed documents arguing that the Boston-based First U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals was wrong when it threw out the 28-year-old's death sentence last year over concerns about the jury selection process. The appeals court ordered a new penalty phase trial to decide whether Tsarnaev should be executed for the attack that killed three people and wounded more than 260 others, finding that the judge who oversaw that case didn't adequately screen jurors for potential biases. Calling Tsarnaev's case one of the most important terrorism prosecutions in our nation's history, the Solicitor General's office, which represents the administration before the High Court, said the Supreme Court should put this case back on track toward a just conclusion. In a calendar published in July, the Supreme Court confirmed it will hear the oral arguments in the case on October 13th. Well, Delta Airlines launching 5 new routes and upgrading planes at Logan Airport next year. Frontier Airlines is adding a nonstop route between Boston and Cancun this winter. The Atlanta-based carrier will begin nonstop international routes to Tel Aviv on May 26th and Athens on May 27th, as well as domestic routes to Baltimore, Denver, and San Diego next July. The Tel Aviv and Athens routes will operate 3 times a week on the Airbus A330-900 and the A330-300. Baltimore service will take place 5 times daily by Delta Connection partner Republic Airline. Delta will fly from Boston to Denver and San Diego daily on a Boeing 737. Company will also launch its new A321neos, a more modernized, fuel-efficient aircraft out of Logan in the spring, first to transcontinental markets from Boston before rolling them out across the carrier's domestic network. The 194-seat aircraft features thoughtful touches like a new first-class seat design to offer more privacy and a sturdier tray table, spacious overhead bins, plus a state-of-the-art HEPA cabin air filtration system and access to Wi-Fi and power ports. By summer, Delta will operate up to 160 daily nonstop flights to 55 destinations in Boston, a more than 20% increase in capacity since October of 2019. Well, the Boston Symphony Orchestra has reopened to the public for the first time in 18 months. The BSO celebrated the occasion with a free concert Sunday titled Concert for Our City, Reunited at Symphony Hall, a program that featured Keith Lockhart and other featured BSO-titled conductors, including Andras Nelsons, Thomas Wilkins, and John Williams. Since March 2020, the BSO has taken the stage at Symphony Hall to perform virtually, but members of the orchestra admit nothing beats an in-person audience. Safety protocols in place require concert goers to wear a mask and neither show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test in order to enter the hall. The BSO's 2021-2022 season runs through April 30th. Well, apple orchards in Massachusetts are seeing a big bounty this year. The New England Apple Association predicts this year's harvest could yield as many as 84,000 tons of apples across the region, which is about a 14% increase over the typical crop of 73,000 tons. Growers credit the bumper crop to a lack of late frosts in the spring, which helped more apple blossoms survive, along with the steady rain throughout the summer. A record crop, however, may not be enough to bring down apple prices. Growers said that's because they're paying more for supplies and that farm labor has been tight for years. Under the right conditions, apples can be stored for months. They need cold, but not freezing temperatures and high humidity. Refrigerator is a good place for apples, and basements are okay, but they should not be left out on the kitchen counter if you want them to last. Check of business news this morning, and stocks retreated. The Dow down 323. The NASDAQ lost 311. The S&P dropped 56. Shares mostly lower in Asia. The dollar rose. The euro slipped. Oil up to $77 a barrel. Sports, of course, it is do or die for the Red Sox against the Yankees in the wild card series. Game one is tonight at 8 o'clock at Fenway Park. The National Weather Service forecast for today: showers this morning, maybe some breaks later, in a high 60. Partly cloudy tonight, low 53. Tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun, high 71. Mostly sunny and pleasant, 75 Thursday, and sunny 74 for Friday. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. Northeast winds could gust to 20 knots. High tide right after 11 a.m. Sunrise at 6:45, set at 6:18. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, October 5th.